to take my guns are going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here today from the Armed American Radio Video Network Studios. All of this monstrous broadcast week after week after week and the weekday show is being presented to you by X Insurance. A little bit of business out of the way. First of all, if you missed that first hour with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, some great comments coming in on the Facebook live stream. Sir Gottlieb, for example, okay, he should be knighted. He should be awarded the Medal of Freedom. All of that is true. Absolutely nobody alive today on earth, anywhere, particularly in this country where it matters to us most, more powerful when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms than Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Mr. Gottlieb is literally at the tip of the spear. He is literally the man the White House contacts for advice. What does that tell you? We lose that. Alan represents me. He represents you. If the wrong thing happens in November, Mr. Gottlieb is no longer a voice in the White House. That means you no longer have a voice in the White House. That's why I'm running as an encore tomorrow, eight days ago, the interview with Mr. Gottlieb was one of the most powerful we've ever done together, and its message is, it's got to resonate. You need to hear it again. If you haven't heard it, you need to hear it for the first time. So that's what we'll be running tomorrow on the holiday. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM. KQAM up there, Wichita's big talker. You're listening right now in Wichita. Lots of great friends and great fans up in Wichita. Your own very own Andy Hoosier will be here, sitting in the seat for me Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday while I am meeting with X Insurance to put some great stuff together for you. All right, if you're watching on your television sets, welcome, man. We're at home with you. If you're watching on the live stream, like it and share the post. Thousands of you see it as the days progress. If you are listening on one of our affiliates across the country, thanks for tuning in. I've got a really special guest for you today. He's never been on the show before, but he really has been on the show before. But he hasn't been physically on the show before, but he's pretty much on the show every day. You'll understand what I'm talking about when I get to introducing you to Patch Baker. Patch, welcome in. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And listen, I got to tell you, when I see it says former Marine, are you really ever a former Marine? Retired, right? Retired Marine?
Yeah, I know there's a little bit of debate about that, but once a Marine, always Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. And you are a former or retired Marine, and we thank you very much for your service. You are also the Chief Executive Officer of Mobius Media Solutions. And really the best way to describe you is serial entrepreneur who does what you do as a veteran to help other veterans. And you are a master marketer. You've bought and sold dozens of companies. You've been all over television, Entrepreneur Magazine. And man, it's a thrill to know you and to do some work with you and to have you on the program. Welcome for the first time, my friend.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me.
What did I miss? What else do you got your fingers in?
Well, we have American Dream U, which is a nonprofit that helps veterans transition out of the military into civilianhood. And then I've got a bunch of other companies that we reach out and try to help as many people as we can. And I got a bunch of things going on.
The transition. Are you finding vets are having a really tough time? My sister's involved in some of that work. I don't know enough. I know enough to be dangerous, so I know enough not to tell you too much because I don't know enough, but I'll say this, that she's involved in that too, as far as helping veterans find work and transition. And are vets finding it tough now? I mean, give me your sense of what you're seeing with what you do. You're helping a lot of veterans start businesses. How's that working out for our vets?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. I mean, the Marine Corps taught me a lot of stuff. It didn't teach me how to be a good civilian. And I think that a lot of the branches have that problem. And unfortunately, I think that a lot of jobs don't translate well. and without a little bit of direction and guidance. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, veterans are in a situation where they know everything about their life one day and then nothing about their life the next day. And I think that just kind of spirals. And, I think it's a downhill spiral if a bunch of other veterans that have been in those shoes and walk those miles don't, huddle around those guys and really give them a little bit of direction and helpful insight on the transition. So that's what we try to do.
Well, I mean, it's working, right? I mean, it is working. I mean, you guys are just booming. Like, listen, like I just told you, Patch has got his fingers everywhere. All of it, you know, just doing God's work out there with America's veterans. And I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And while I don't want to name all the companies on the program, there are a number of the companies Apache works with that you do know. I can promise you that. Apache, how'd you get started, man? How did you become who you became?
I didn't really have a choice. I came out and fell on my face. I came out of the military and fell on my face, and I really didn't have a plan B. I'd always planned on retiring out of the military. Mm-hmm. And although I retired a couple years before I thought I was going to. And so one thing led to another, and just through mutual friends and people basically saying, hey, there's this internet thing, you can make some money. I really didn't have another plan and kind of tripped into it. And, I started building companies based off of what I'd learned in the military, just kind of structuring them the same and using a lot of the same rules and guidelines that I had already come to know and love and trust. And, the rest is history. I'm still learning. I mean, I haven't learned everything that I want to, but yeah, I'm still learning, but I'm pushing the envelope and being the tip of the spear. That's what I like to believe every day.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it works. And look, I'm living proof. Listeners, I was introduced to Patch through mutual friend, someone that both he and I trust. Let me put it this way. I know I would trust him with my life. He's been a guest on the program in the past. I'll put it that way. And Patch did some work with them, and we were put in contact, and we did some video stuff, and I've sat in on some of the great stuff Patch is doing and some of the great motivational people that I've met through him that are just wonderful folks. I mean, you know, Patch, we're talking top shakers. The young lady down in Tampa, Florida, for example, is one of the Tampa top 50 movers and shakers in business down there who you work with and mentor, and they do, they do wonderful stuff. And listener, it was Patch who told me, here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn you into
a video production company that happens to have an awesome radio show.
Well, you know what? You're watching us now on 9 television stations. We will be up on Roku here real soon with the network. You are watching us on live stream from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. And the guy that you're listening to on the other end of the conversation right now was the one that said, hey, let me know if you have a few minutes on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I'm gonna change your life. Patch, you changed my life, and I thank you for that, brother. You really did, man.
Well, thank you, man. I'm sure a lot of people also appreciate it because they find you through video. You know, it's become multifaceted, and that's pushing the envelope, bro. That's where we want to be.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad too, because the camera has it opens up a lot of different avenues, and as far as the growth of the show is concerned and so forth. And a lot of my listeners have said to me through many, many emails, and I'm losing track of thousands of emails that I'm trying to keep up with. If you're one that sent one, I apologize. I promise you I'm digging through them. But have said they really enjoy the program, being able to watch the program, not just listen to the program, and know that if they choose to watch it, they can go back and get it later. And that's all due in large part to Patch. Patch, with what the time that we have left, I'm going to switch gears with you here, and I want to get your opinion as a successful entrepreneur, as a veteran. You don't live in one of the most gun-friendly states in the country up in Massachusetts, but I want to get your take on what you see happening. How does Patch Baker feel about just this nightly drone on garbage that's going on in this country that we all feel in our stomachs is making us sick?
30.
Yeah, man, it's hard to deal with. I mean, I think me and a lot of other people are a little worried, a little discouraged. You know, I have a law enforcement background. I have military background. I have, you know, several friends and family members that have all done the same path. And it gets real scary, man, because there's a lot of people out there pushing for things that they really don't understand.
And that we never thought we would see in America. Patch, I'm sorry. I just found we just got just a couple seconds left. Let me take us to this break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about law enforcement and carry on your thought there. So vital and so critical. I'm talking with Patch Baker, serial entrepreneur. You can check out what they do at MobiusMediaSolutions.com. I'll be right back with Patch. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back indeed. I love that rejoin from both Mike Gallagher and also from Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Thanks to both of them, and thanks for the Desperado Sport Fish crew in Virginia Beach, their support of Armed American Radio as well. Love you guys up there, and man, oh man, I don't know if you guys won any tournaments this year, but they're out there fishing those white marlin tournaments and all fun stuff. Talking with Patch Baker, Mobius Media Solutions. Patch, welcome back. We're going to move quick because this is about an 8-minute segment and it's going to fly right by. We were talking about law enforcement. I apologize, the break got in the way, but you have a law enforcement background, obviously military background. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would see this in America, the way this is playing out as far as these attacks on law enforcement, et cetera? Go ahead.
No, I haven't. And you know the old adage of be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. Well, the problem is there's a lot of people that don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand the consequences of what they're saying, but they're saying it so loudly that, if we're not careful, if the people that know better don't run out and vote this year, it could go bad.
We're going to look, there's trouble. I mean, there's a lot of people predicting trouble. Just today, yeah. Fox News had a piece up, an opinion piece about the Democrats' refusal to they're simply not going to accept in any way, shape or form a Trump second term. It's not going to happen. Prior to that, in the first hour, Alan Gottlieb, our Second Amendment is literally at risk. What we saw happen with gun grabbing in Virginia when the Democrats took power for the first time in 20 years. If Biden wins the White House and God forbid takes the Senate at the federal level, Congress is going, it's just going to be an orgy of gun control bills. It's going to be, it's going to make Virginia look like child's play, and our freedoms are literally at stake. You know, I'll ask your opinion. My opinion is this most important election since Lincoln. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a travesty if we're not careful and we don't really go to the polls. I mean, it's a big deal this year. It's the most important election, I think, in my lifetime, and I'm a little worried about it. I got to be honest.
Well, I think if we're not worried, you know, I try to be very optimistic. You know, in 2016, the Tuesday of the election, I closed off the show saying there will be a lot of very shocked Americans when they wake up tomorrow morning, if they can sleep at all tonight. Trump plus 300 electoral votes. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Trump won by 306 electoral votes. I'm feeling the same sense. You know, I did your podcast the other day. We'll talk about that briefly in just a moment. But you expect that to get how many views? It was huge.
Probably about 1 million.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And on that, we were talking about trusting our guts, right?
Right.
And how important that is to business. My gut is telling me the same thing I felt in 2016. In fact, a little bit more. I would, if the election were tomorrow, I would tell you over 306 electoral votes. I feel confident, but I don't want that to bring anybody to think, okay, I don't want anybody to get apathetic. I don't want there to be any complacency there, because we can literally lose this nation. Socialism, Patch, is on the ballot this year. I never in my lifetime did I ever think that I would be saying this on a national radio program, that socialism is on the ballot in this country, brother.
Man, I'll tell you, I've been talking to a lot of people, entrepreneurs, and it's really hard. If you're an entrepreneur, it is really, really hard not to be voting for Trump for another 4 years. I mean, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there are a lot of people out there that are saying that their vote doesn't matter. That, you know, it's kind of already like a foregone conclusion that the Democratic turnout is just going to be so overwhelming. And that, you know, with the mail-in voting and other things, that it's going to be so lopsided that there's no way to save it. And I'm, you know, screaming from the top of my lungs, go then you better get there. You better be there. You better show up. You better tell everybody in there and you know, everybody that you know to show up, because I have a feeling that there's a lot of people that are saying their vote's not worth it, you know, and that's just not the case.
Well, I'm seeing that on both sides too, by the way, that, you know, a lot of people that are saying that are Democrats. I don't think the Democrat vote's going to turn out what they think it's going to turn out. Biden is not that he's the weakest, worst Democrat candidate that I can remember in my lifetime. Certainly no question. Kamala Harris is, you know, people may think essentially you're voting for her. I think this is the first election I can recall ever that somebody's actually going to pull a lever because of a vice presidential candidate. And that says an awful lot about Biden. Let's go back now to your business with the last remaining couple, 3 minutes that we have here before we go to the break. And I have to go to Patricia Huff from Gunbroker. Vets, businesses, entrepreneurs, where can they find you? What can you do for them? What can you help them with? Tell us, please.
Yeah, I mean, if you are a veteran, and it doesn't matter how long you've been out, or you're going to be a veteran soon in the next 2 years, let's say you're out on active duty or in the reserves and you know that you're departing, go to AmericanDreamU.org, AmericanDreamU.org, and there's all kinds of resources there. There's tons of people that can help you out. You can actually pick up the phone and reach somebody. There's all kinds of ways, whether you want to work for somebody else, you want to work for yourself. We've got all kinds of connections, a huge network of people that can support you. If you'd like to learn more about me, patchbaker.com. There, too much to talk about here, but we've got a lot of things going on, too, in the entrepreneurial veteran space that I'm more than happy to help out with. And we've been able to help a lot of people start their own companies and really get them up off the ground. So happy to help in either one of those two ways.
That's what I wanted to point out. That you just answered my question before I could ask it. And that was, you can help if a vet's got an idea and wants to start something, but doesn't know where to go, where to turn. It's daunting. You know it. I know it. We've discussed it together before. It's very daunting. How am I going to be able to do this? It's overwhelming. I'm just one guy with an idea. You can help that person, right?
I've done hundreds, if not thousands of them, anything from trademark to manufacturing to getting your website done, marketing the product, getting funding, everything. We help with it all.
And it's important to point out, too, that I don't a success rate. I don't know. Is there any such thing as do you have any numbers? I mean, your success rate is just off the charts, man. And I want people to understand that don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel like there's nowhere for you to turn. There is, in a lot of aspects, not just this, but specifically speaking with the entrepreneur, with the vet that's looking, as Patch just said, who one day you knew everything, the next day you know nothing. Man, this is here. Patch is here, and his companies are here to help you out and to help you get started. I'll give you the last 20 seconds before we got to fly.
Yeah, I don't know what the success rate is, but it's mega high, and we've been able to put it in a systematic process to where it's a pretty good success rate.
All right, patchbaker.com. Patch, thanks for being here, brother. It's not going to be the last time. Looking forward to having you back. Patchbaker.com, Mobius Media Solutions, and don't forget AmericanDreamU.org. Go there and check it out. Let him help. He knows what he's doing. We'll be back with Patricia Huff right after this. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775. President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. And it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed inside. And I love this. You know, on the daily weekday show, it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, presented to you by X Insurance. On the MonsterCast weekend show, it is the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers whiskey microphone. All of it presented to you by X Insurance. So we're gonna talk with GunBroker right now. GunBroker.com's Patricia Huff is with me, and this is a fun half hour because we are live. Patricia Huff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm great.
It's great to have you on. I love it. I love having you on right now. I'm ready to rock and roll with you. I've been working during the break on going over some of these firearms we're going to be talking about. And I let the audience know we're going to be spending time on shotguns, pumps new and used, and then semi-autos new and used. And I got to tell you, I noticed a pattern here, and I want to see if you did too. So we're going to start with pump action shotguns first, right? We'll do the new first. You want to start with pump new first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Winchester SXP, am I on the right list? Tell me I'm on the right list.
Yeah, you're right there.
Okay.
Winchester, yeah. I know it's a holiday weekend, right?
I'm telling you.
SXP is short for Super X Pump. And so while the shotgun has the classic styling that you expect from a pump action shotgun, it has a lot of great 21st century features, like a muzzle forward balance and three different choke tube options. And Winchester says about this gun, they claim it's the XSXP is the fastest pump action shotgun in the world.
Okay, and that, listener, keep that in mind. I want you to see if this pattern, if you notice the same pattern that I saw as I walked through this list earlier today and during the last break to brush up. Now, that was number five. We're going to go in, you know, ascending order, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number four.
That's right.
Number four is the Kel-Tec KS7, also a bullpup, 12 gauge. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Kel-Tec KS7, it's a lightweight 12-gauge shotgun mainly used for personal defense. And it has a smaller, more compact design than other tactical shotguns. And that compact size paired with a carry handle for easy handling, storage, and transport, it's a great feature that this shotgun is also ambidextrous.
Okay. Did you catch that, listeners? I think you'll see this coming up. And you know what? Can we get Patricia's photo back there for us? There we go. We got Patricia back up on the screen. Thank you. There she is, right back behind me there. If you're watching the show, I do apologize. All right, Patricia. Now, pump action. Now we're going to go to the number three, which is the Kel-Tec KSG.
Yep, Kel-Tec KSG. It's also a bullpup. Action trigger behind the trigger group, right? So 12-gauge pump action shotgun. It has a two-tube magazine, and you can switch between them manually. And each tube holds a total of 7 2¾ 12-gauge shotgun shells or 6 3-inch shotgun shells. And people also like this one for self-defense because it's small and maneuverable.
Okay. Are you catching me here? Listeners, are you finding the pattern that I saw almost immediately? Are you picking up on it? All right, let's go to number two. Number two on the list is one of the most popular home defense shotguns ever in America. I mean, I put it right up there with the Remington 870. Is the Mossberg Maverick 88, right?
Yeah, the Maverick 88 is a series of pump-action shotgun shells. It can be chambered for either 12 or 20-gauge. And Maverick Arms is a subsidiary of Mossberg. And the 88 is a less expensive version of the Mossberg 500. And so, spoiler alert, you'll hear more about Mossberg 500 in a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. But now, let's go to number one. And again, I'm having fun with this because I saw this pattern is clearly there. There's no doubt in my mind. The number one selling is the Mossberg 590. That's the Shockwave, also a very popular home defense gun.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about the Shockwave, it's a little bit hard to classify because you can consider it a shotgun because it fires shot, but you don't shoot this gun from your shoulder, which is how the U.S. government classifies a shotgun. Mm-hmm. So is it really a shotgun? But, you know, Mossberg 590 Shockwave is great for personal defense, especially if you're looking for a short-barreled shotgun.
Okay, so we just covered those guns, and we saw the same pattern that I saw, anyway, develop in the used shotguns. What was interesting to me is, as I alluded to in the previous hour, Patricia, I was talking about how it's we're getting up on hunting season, okay? This is why
That's
you
right.
and I cover these guns now. We did the same thing, you know, last year, believe it or not. I mean, time flies so fast, but we covered and the list is entirely different this year. Let's go now to new. Let's start, or I'm sorry, we're going to new or used. Which one did we just do?
We just did new.
Now we're going to go to semi-auto. We're going to do a pump action shotguns new. No, we're doing used. It's number five. Number five, used Winchester SXP.
Yeah, and we already discussed this. You know, I know the trend that you're seeing because I see it too, and it's not about hunting.
It's exactly correct. And I mean, this jumped right smack out at me. Number four is the Mossberg 590 Shockwave. We just talked about that too.
Yeah, again, just talked about it.
Okay.
And then Kel-Tec, and then KSG, already talked about it, personal defense.
All right. Now the Moss number two is the Mossberg 500, which is also, you know, I've owned at least two or three. I've had the Maverick 88, the Mossberg 500. Okay, and I've had that for home defense. But tell us about the gun. It's wildly popular, as is number one.
Yeah, it is. So we talked about it a little bit, mentioned it when we were talking about the Maverick 88. This series comprises varying models of hammerless repeaters that share the same basic receiver and action. And this shotgun comes in many different configurations of bore size, barrel length, choke options, magazine capacity, stock and forearm. So you can really find one that suits your particular needs.
It's versatile. What kind of price does, because the Mossbergs come in, you know, priced really well. You get a really good, pun intended here, bang for your buck with the Mossbergs. What's a price point on this 500? Do you have any idea?
So you're going to love it. I checked out pricing a couple of hours, maybe 3 hours ago, and I saw one starting at one penny with no reserve.
Okay, what's important, listen, what that means, if you're not familiar, if you don't do a buy now, for example, if you go into the auction on this, if there's no reserve, that means whatever the number is at the moment, the split second that auction closes, the owner is going to sell it for, even if it's $50, okay? Believe me, you know, crazier stuff has happened. I've seen it with my own eyes. Everything that we're viewing here, you can see for yourself at gunbroker.com. Or I'm sorry, Gun Genius is where I'm at. And I apologize for getting all twisted around in the other one. I was scrolling the list up and down, and when I hit one of the specs on it, it actually took me to a different screen. And I thought, ruh-roh, I'm going to have to depend on Patricia here to get me through the remaining couple minutes. But we were able to find it. So thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, so Mark, we just made some updates to the gun site, so it actually has a lot more functionality than it had before, and so, you know, there's still, maybe you're not used to it yet.
I wasn't, but I tell you, I love it. Listeners, it's so easy now to go through and find these guns now, and when I saw the new site, it was extremely user-friendly. I didn't have to pick the phone up and call Patricia Huff and say, oh no, walk me through this, what do I have to do? Here's what we're going to do for fun. We've only got 30 seconds. Number one, let's carry through and do number one when we come back, and then we'll go through the semis, new and used, fairly quick. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, listener, what do you think number one is? And did you see the pattern develop here? We'll make it obvious when we come back. Don't go away. But the number one is one that's, like, really super-duper popular. It's not going to surprise you at all. Back right after this with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Don't go away.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest. The derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents. They can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did. Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Did you think about what the gun was during the break? I'm going to let Patricia tell us what it is, but I'll give a hint. I think it rides in every police vehicle and military vehicle in the world, at least our forces. Patricia, I think you'd agree with that, right?
Yeah, not at all surprised to see this at number one. The Remington Model 870, very, very popular pump action shotgun. It's widely used by the public for sport shooting, hunting, and self-defense. And like you said, used by law enforcement and military organizations, not just here, but worldwide. There are a lot of versions of Remington 870, so you can always find one that's going to meet your particular needs.
Let's just let the cat out of the bag. And I think this was a really, this is the funnest list I've ever done with you, because this pattern, I watched this and I thought, wow, this is really amazing to me with everything going on in the world today, particularly in this country, that I'm seeing this at this time of year. This is not what I expected, but I actually thought to myself, I can't believe I didn't even think that would occur. And then when I saw this, I was like blown away, just blown away. All right, let's go now to semi-auto shotguns, new, and nothing on this list but number 1, 2, and 3 in particular. Listeners, you're going to find out it's exactly what we were just talking about. Of course, it's all number 5 in new in the semi-autos is the Mossberg 930, another wildly popular gun.
Yeah, and the 930 12 gauge is used by many hunters and skeet shooters. It's gas operated, which gives it a softer recoil than a lot of other shotguns. And the Mossberg 930 is a great value for the money, and you'll usually find them at a pretty low price without sacrificing the quality that you need.
Yeah, a lot of skeet shooters use the Mossberg 930. Number 4, Remington V3 Field Sport, another popular gun.
The Remington V3 Field Sport is also a 12-gauge gas-operated semi-automatic shotgun, and it was introduced in 2015, and that year it won Editor's Choice in Sports a Field magazine. The Field Sport comes in a variety of finishes, and it's pretty easy to find one that will, you know, that you'll really like.
Mid-range in the price, though, right? I don't mean to put you on the spot again, but do we have a price point on this one?
Yeah, I saw them starting at $450.
Okay, they're mid-range guns. They'll go up from that. Remington V3 Field Sport, great gun. Now, here we go. Pay attention to this. Number three, the Arms Corps Rock Island Armory, the VRBP-100, another in the line of the little bulls, right?
Yeah, that's right. The VRBP-100 is a 12-gauge bullpup, like we were talking about, that offers ideal strength, length, and versatility. It has a 5+1 magazine chambered for 2¾ and 3-inch shells, and it's ideal for hunters, competition shooters, and home defense
and
if
home
you like
defense.
It for that.
Number two, Arms Corps Rock Island Armory, the VR-80.
Yeah, we see this one on our list quite a bit for shotguns in the new category. The VR-80 is a new AR-style 12-gauge magazine-fed shotgun. It has a number of features, including ambidextrous controls, which you know I like as a lefty, and charging handle, a buffer bolt system to reduce recoil, and a thumb hole buffer, two buttstock, aluminum upper and lower receivers, and a 12 o'clock Picatinny rail, and a low-profile fore-end and threaded fluted barrel shroud. So it has a lot of really nice features.
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous gun. And I can promise you it sits in a safe for home defense. And number one, again, this did not shock me, but a fun list. The Israeli Weapon Industries, otherwise known as the IWI, the TS-12, also another bullpup.
Yeah, this Tabor, we've talked about this before, yes. Thinking about how futuristic it is. It's a gas-regulated bullpup, and it feeds from one of three magazine tubes, which can hold 4 3-inch shotgun shells or 5 2¾-inch shotgun shells, which means it has the potential magazine capacity of 15 rounds plus one in the chamber. I mean, and it, like I said, it looks futuristic. This is a really cool gun.
It is really cool, but it comes with a price, does it not? This is not an inexpensive gun.
Oh, yeah, it's not. So I saw it starting today at $1,275 with right. No reserve. And the other thing I saw on this listing is it takes Gunbroker Pay, which is a new payment method, so you don't have to send a check or a money order.
Yeah, that's perfect. And that price is going to go up. I'm going to tell you that right now. That price is going to go up. But it will move, too, believe me. Remember, you go to gunbroker.com. As I tell you every single day, just sign up at gunbroker.com and go in and start looking at all these auctions. You will get addicted. I can promise you that. I know a lot of you have and have told me that. Some of you have blamed me because you spent money. Don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. Let's move now quickly. We're going to wind up this list. We've got plenty of time to do it. Number five on the used is the Mossberg 930.
Yeah, we already discussed that one. Great shotgun, you know, can find them on gunbroker.com.
Gunbroker.com. And the Remington 1187 in number four. And this is the useless.
That's a useless. Yeah, the Remington 1187 is a semi-automatic shotgun based on the Remington 1100 and was first announced in 1987. And it's gas-operated auto-loading shotgun, which incorporates self-compensating gas systems design, allowing the gun to operate with every type of load from 2¾ to 3-inch magnum shells without any shooter adjustments.
It's gorgeous. I like it a lot. Number three on the list, and this is used semi-auto shotguns, is the Benelli M4 Tactical. Okay, I'm chuckling, but I can't help myself. I had fun looking at this list.
Benelli's M4 Tactical is a unique auto-loading gas-operated semi-auto shotgun known for its reliability. It's used by the U.S. Marines, and the M4 Tactical comes with a standard Picatinny rail and pistol grip stock. And other features include a fully adjustable ghost ring aperture rear sight and windage adjustable front sight.
And very, very, very effective for home or vehicle or whatever you happen to do for your tactical self-defense needs. It fits right in the list. Number two is the Browning A5.
Yeah, we talk about this Browning Auto 5 quite a lot, I think. It's a recoil-operated semi-automatic shotgun designed by John Browning, and it was the first successful semi-automatic shotgun design and remained in production until 1998. The name of the shotgun designates that it's an autoloader, right, auto, with a capacity of 5 rounds, 4 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber.
The number one gun does not surprise me at all, and it's a gun that you and I have talked about in the past. And it is the Remington, I'll go ahead and give this away, this one away, is the Remington 1100, extremely versatile and extremely reliable.
So we mentioned the Remington 1100 when we were talking about the Remington 1187. The Remington 1100 is also gas-operated, is a gas-operated semi-automatic shotgun, and it's popular among sportsmen, so it doesn't quite fit into our home defense list, although you could use it for that. It was introduced in 1963 as a successor to the Model 58 and 878 gas-operated shotguns. And it ushered in a new successful era of reliable gas-actuated auto-loading shotguns.
Hey, Patricia, wonderful, perfect timing. We did it. And you're here live, and I love it. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. You saw the pattern. Overwhelmingly self-defense. Over at Gun Genius, you can see them all at gunbroker.com. Patricia Huff, thank you so much for everything that you do and for being here today on Armed American Radio. We appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Gosh, the roundtable coming up next is all I got to tell you. I'm running out of time. We'll see you in the next hour. Don't go away. Gunbroker.com, by the way, it's free.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.